the night will the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with gold. God bless America, my home sweet home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization and Christian civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And how do we understand what's going on today? There's so many things. Certainly, the situation over there in Ukraine, where certainly Russia is intervening now and has actually sent some of its troops into the Ukraine to engage the troops from the West. And then, of course, what's going on as America's moving towards either bombing Syria or actually putting troops in Syria. And then, of course, the instability in certainly in Libya today. And then what's going on with China, with their economy, and with Russia, with their economy. How do we make any sense out of it? Well, are these all geopolitical forces at work? Or does God have something to do with this? In other words, are we seeing the fulfillment of prophecy? Well, Pastor Billy Crone has done a wonderful job. If you haven't seen his Final Countdown series, we need to get them. And you can get the whole series together, probably 50, 55 or more DVDs. And they give you what's going on today from a prophetic point of view. And once you begin to understand how prophecy fits into everything going on, everything begins to make sense. Pastor Billy, you pick up the story here and bring our listeners up to date on what is really transpiring in America and throughout the world today.
Well, I think everybody can agree, Dr. Monteith, that what's happening around this world is, man, it's getting pretty wicked. And, you know, that, of course, is one of the signs that we're living the last days. You know, the Bible's clear. I mean, if you want to know it's getting close, then certainly pay attention to the Jewish people. Modern technology, the book of Daniel talks about you're going to see this increase of travel and knowledge. You're going to see this, you're going to see the planet literally cracking up. You're going to see an increase of earthquakes, famines and pestilence and wars and all kinds of stuff. And that's certainly a hot topic today, not only with wars. You mentioned Ukraine and Russia again on the move from the north, which Ezekiel talked about, 2,600 years ago, about the Gog and Magog War. And Russia would come from the north and would align themselves with nations surrounding Israel to try to take out Israel, which is what's happening right now. That was prophesied 2,600 years ago. Pestilence, the Ebola virus going nuts, amongst a multitude of other diseases going crazy. In fact, here in America, because of the border crisis, these people are bringing diseases with them across the border. Amongst other things going on with that issue, famines, what's going on in California with the drought. I think I just read a report this week, the first of the week, it's now up to 99.8% of California is under drought conditions. The state is getting completely fried. And the reason why we need to pay attention to that, because California is the breadbasket to the United States. So what affects California affects the rest of us. And we're seeing that in the stores. The food prices are going nuts. And of course, California also helps feed the world. And you see famine increasing across the planet. Earthquakes, speaking to California again, had their biggest earthquake in 25 years. I just read tonight. Earthquakes are increasing. Earthquakes are happening here in America, even in places you thought were once safe, with like Oklahoma. Oklahoma had over 2,100 earthquakes and 20 in one day. And in the first part of this year, they were outpacing California for earthquakes. Okay, so even places you think would be safe are not safe anymore. All of this is signs that you're living in the last days. You would see at the same time the Bible says the church is going down the tubes, and the only thing you'll get from the pulpit is just a bunch of fluffy teaching with stories made up. That's happening today. You're going to see the push for a one-world religion. Pope Francis is doing that right now as we speak. meeting with the major religions around the planet, trying to get him to come under his head. A one-world government, a one-world economy, and, of course, the mark of the beast I'd like to talk about tonight. That one's getting a lot closer, and I think people realize, and that we need to be prepared.
Hang on. We're going to be back with Pastor Billy Crone in just a moment here. But remember, these prophecies, many of them, are 2,600 years old, and they're coming to fulfillment today. They didn't make any sense 2,600 years ago. They make a lot of sense today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order Garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Our station's on board. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Pastor Billy talks about the time when the Antichrist will rule the world. But before that, there are going to be 10 different areas of the world, and you can see these forming: the North American Union, the European Union, the African Union, the South American Union. Basically, we're moving towards 10 various areas of the world, and then it will eventually join them together under the control of the Antichrist. This was prophesied thousands of years ago, but you can begin to see this coming to pass today. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, you know, it's another kind of side note, since we're kind of on that topic, you know, the Apostle Paul 2,000 years ago, he also said that in the last days, you're going to see these people cry out a specific phrase, peace and security, peace and security. And it says there, when you hear these people crying out across the world, peace and security or peace and safety, either one's the same thing in the Greek, that you're, all of a sudden, boom, it says, sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains, come with a woman in labor with a child. And so, even that, if you pay attention, and we expose this, on our videos, you look at these governments around the world, And these people who are pushing for the conglomeration of the government, I'm keen, that's the exact phrase. The exact phrase. We got them on video. And talk about freaky. And they sit there and say, we have to do this for peace and safety. Peace and safety. And then they say peace and security for peace and security. You know, we have to get peace between these countries for peace and security. And Paul said, when you hear that around the world, you're not only in the last days, but it's a bunch of smokescreen. You think you're entering into this union. It's going to provide your peace and security, but boom, that destruction is going to come upon you. And that also agrees with Revelation chapter 6. The beginning on the news right now. Where does everybody want to have yet again a peace treaty? Little bitty Israel. Still in the news today, folks. Well, one guy's going to pull it off. He's going to be the Antichrist. And Revelation 6 says he starts off as the white horse rider. And he comes in with the text there, like a promise. And their own words, it's very strong. Listen to this. They say, be he a god or be he Satan, we just want somebody to bring peace again and stability to the economy and stuff like that. So Europe is ripe for this Antichrist to rise. Now, so he not only needs the global governments to come together to have power, okay, but the text clearly says that he's going to get to the point where if you don't worship him and if you don't follow him, you're not going to be able to buy or sell. And he's going to link it, apparently electronically, with what's called the Mark of the Beast. And this Mark of the Beast is going to be specifically on the right hand or on the forehead. So that tells us the next thing you need in place is not only powers over the world, which is being positioned right now, just like a chess game in the news, and they're getting real close to pulling it off, but you're also going to have to globalize the economy. Well, folks, what in the world do you think is going on right now? In fact, the economies around the world are already being controlled by entities, global entities. And but at the same time, you're going to have to see that somehow the finances around the world, the monetary system, is going to have to go cashless. And that's common sense because obviously with a Mark of the Beast technology, it says the right hand of the forehead, you're not going to make a transaction by, you know, taping a $5 bill to the back of your hand or a bunch of quarters on your forehead. When you go through the subway, you obviously, there has to be some sort of electronic version of money. And that's also what we see today. We've been prepared for that for several decades now. You know, we used to make transactions. We used to, you know, have money. But then if we didn't have actual legal tender, so to speak, which is a whole other topic, then we could write a check. And that was pretty much the way it was for quite some time. But then they came out with these things called credit cards. You know, if you didn't have the money even right then, and so if you wrote a check and it were to bounce, that's okay. We'll give you a month on credit. We'll give you a credit card, right? Well, then people got into trouble with those, and still today, unfortunately. And so if you wanted to be a wise steward and not, you know, go in debt, then they came out with these things called ATM cards or debit cards. So it would come directly out of your checking account, so you're not borrowing the money. So, but you could still make your cashless transactions. And then they went to the next step, and that's all the rage now, and that's with what's called smart card. And so a smart card, of course, has a microchip in it, looks like a little credit card or a debit card, except this thing can store much more information, personal information, like your driver's license, social security, your pictures, your ID, your medical information, all of this on top of making financial transactions can be stored in this card. And so that's the rage. And then, of course, it went even more electronic than that. And now it's much more so over in the Far East, but it's definitely coming here, is people are now making transactions with their cell phone. And so it's completely cashless. You can just tap your cell phone or beam it, stuff of that nature. And all these guys pushing this electronic cashless technology, people like Visa and MasterCard, believe it or not, they're saying like, well, hey, you know what? They keep shrinking it, and they keep making it even more mobile and closer to the body part. They say that, you know, well, the cell phone, you know, skip that. We could do it with a watch or a wristband. I think it was Visa who were saying that, you know, we can embed this same chip into a ring on your hand. You could just swipe your hand with that. And then, of course, what the next step is, it's gone full-blown, specifically what the Bible says, with a mark in your hand or your right hand or your forehead. And the latest craze is what's called these epidermic chips that you can get implanted into you. And that's been approved by the FDA back in the early 2000s. So it's been out there for quite some time. And at first they used them to get us conditioned to that. They used them in our pets, right? And if you notice, they did the old switcheroo on it. At first, that was just a convenient thing to get your chip, your pet microchip. And now, have you noticed they've moved to the next stage? It used to be voluntary; now it's mandatory. We have whole counties, there's whole countries. England's getting ready to make the conversion themselves. You have to; every pet has to have a microchip implant. And so, even that fits our text in Revelation 13, because the Antichrist says there, when it comes to this mark in your body, it says he will force, make, and order people to take this mark. And again, it's a step-by-step process. First, introduce us to the technology, get us used to it, let people choose it, quote, voluntarily, and then do the old switcheroo when we become dependent on it. Oh, by the way, for those of you who hold now, it's mandatory now. And if you don't, you're going to be shut out of the system or penalized, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what's going on. And by the way, we've talked before, this technology, whether it be the microchip in your smart card, whether it be the microchip that's contained in this subdermal implant, is called RFID, stands for radio frequency identification. And this technology not only has the ability to store information, but it can be used as a tracking device, and it can be used to make financial transactions, all in this nifty device. And then what's really interesting with this technology is not only has it been approved by the FDA for use in humans, not just pets, but also this technology can now be printed on you. So, because, you know, there's been a debate that's like, well, does that mean in the right hand or in the forehead, or does that Greek word mean on the right hand or on the forehead? It doesn't matter, because now they have both with the same technology. The same RFID technology can be printed and literally tattooed. They're already doing it on animals, okay, but I'm sure they'll stop there. No, you need to do your homework. They also have a mandate out there called NAIS, N-A-I-S, the National Animal Identification System. And because of all the food scares and food crisis, right now federal law is working on getting every animal identified. Every animal tattooed. Every animal has to be tagged and tracked. And this isn't just for the big producers, like the big cattle ranchers or, you know, chicken farmers or whatever. It's everybody. You got a pet, you got an animal, it's your grandma who has three chickens in the backyard. They all have to be, to this mandate, they have to be tagged and tracked. So again, with the animals, first it was a convenience, it was a voluntary thing. Now you're seeing it mandatory. And not just pets, but every single animal. And again, it's a mandate now. So I'm sure that they won't do that on humans, will they? Well, we know it's exactly going to go that direction, folks. All this technology out where you can get this nifty device implanted in you to make financial transactions, buy and sell, store all your information, and be used as a tracking device, you know, in case your kids got lost or your loved one who has Alzheimer's, because that's the other thing that they're pitching it for. So let's all get microchipped. Right now, people are starting to do that voluntarily. In fact, it's catching on. The latest MSNBC poll that it came across is 20% of the population, I think it's even more than that now, is ready, here in the United States, is ready and willing to receive a microchip implant. Everybody likes this thing. Now, but you're thinking, well, I'm going to hold out on it. You know, I'm not going to go along with that stuff. Well, again, this, pay attention to what they did with the animals, folks. That was your phase one. Phase two is going to be people. Because their ultimate goal is to get everything on this planet microchip. And we exposed it. Folks, we exposed the CEOs behind this technology on camera, on tape. And they admit their ultimate goal is to get everything on the planet microchipped. And I mean everything. Every product, every person, every pet, every tree. They want everything on the planet to be completely microchipped.
And I think, ladies and gentlemen, you really need to see the DVDs that Pastor Billy has put together. I mean, it was some of the most amazing footage and interviews you'll ever see, and it's all in the final countdown. We'll be back here in just a moment with Pastor Billy as we evaluate, of course, how we're moving for the fulfillment of the prophecies from several thousand years ago, when everyone certainly will be chipped and no one will buy or sell lest they be known by the number of his name.
Wow. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney, Pastor Billy, is talking about the Internet and this wonderful means we have, certainly, of getting all of our information on many of the things and how convenient the Internet is. And Sydney, you don't even have to keep things on your computer. You simply tie them into the cloud. And Sydney, everything has changed. We can suddenly study on the Internet, why we can do our shopping on the Internet, or we can make appointments and have people make appointments with us on the Internet. Everything is in place, and certainly this electronic matrix out there, if you're in contact with it, you have the whole world at your fingertips. Pastor Billy, pick up the story.
Well, and see, that's the danger. See, now it's nice and convenient, and, you know, right now it's free, if you will. You have the freedom to be able to access this Internet. Just like a person, they have the freedom, if they wanted to get a microchip implant. But one day, folks, it's going to become mandatory, not only the microchip implant, but the leverage is, unless you do, you're going to be shut out of the system, this matrix that connects all this together. And so you think, is there really the ability for one guy to grab, hijack this matrix, if you will, to control it? Do we see any signs that the freedom to access this matrix, the internet, is going away? Folks need to pay attention to the news. First of all, this has been going on for years with China, and we've been conditioned to accept, a government around the world, a major control of the population, a major portion of the population. They don't have access like you and I got. They have literally what's called a digital great wall, and they control and censor the internet. That's been going for a while. But you have people over in Europe. You got the former president of Italy says we need an international agreement to, quote, regulate the internet. Thailand is blocking websites. The UK is promoting a digital economy bill that would block whatever website it wishes. So again, you're seeing the trend of governments around the world to start to limit now access to this matrix. It's not going to be free anymore. In fact, what they're working on you are going to have to go to a global authority to access this. And one of the pitches right now is being done by the World Economic Forum. And they are calling for the internet to be, listen to this, to be policed by means of licenses similar to driver's licenses. Quote, we need a kind of World Health Organization for the internet. If you want to drive a car, you have to have a license to say that you're capable of driving a car. The car has to pass the test to say it's fit to drive, and you have to have insurance. The same system, they say, should be used for the internet, and we will have to get government permission to use the web, okay? And what's interesting is they're not only saying, okay, we need somebody to control this to give you permission. See, right now it's voluntary, but it's going to become mandatory. You have to go through an entity in order to access it. Now, that's bad enough, but they're also, guess what they want to do? How are you going to access it now, right? How are you going to talk, quote-unquote, to this global authority who's going to control this matrix that controls what we buy and sell and finances and all that stuff, amongst other stuff? I'm not making this up, folks. What they're pitching is you would have to register your fingerprint, right? So now, in order to access this matrix, to buy and sell to your finances, amongst other, everything, access the cloud, you have to use a body part of all things. A body part. And that's, again, what Revelation 13 says. It says you would have to register your fingerprint at a central government data center and then scan each time you want to access the internet. Well, the finger, that's part of the hand, isn't it? It's not that far away. And then they say, quote, misbehave online and your access will be denied. Okay? And if you think this is far off, it's not. Pay attention to the news. Do a search online while you still can. Look up the internet and President Obama and see what's going on with their folks. And there is serious talk about giving control of the internet over to a global entity. And one of those global entities is the United Nations. And, folks, the moment that happens, it's toast. It's over. This freedom that we've been relying upon with the internet and now been conditioned to use and dependent upon is going down the tubes. The net truly is closing in on it. And the United Nations is expecting this to happen, even to the point where they have already labeled it and have a logo for it. It's called the International Telecommunication Union, or the ITU. And you could search for that while you still can on the internet. And, folks, their plan is to create a new set of international laws and structure the way the internet works and let the UN have global censoring capability. As one guy said, it's going to be the biggest power grab in UN history, and it will create a global control over the matrix system. And that's what you need for the Antichrist.
And I think people have to understand this is not just for the United States or Europe, it's for the entire world. And everybody today who has a computer or a cell phone is going to be part and parcel of this wonderful new system they're putting together here by which they can track everything we do, think, or believe.
Miracle products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
And Pastor Billy is saying that there's other ways to identify people with this wonderful new technology is by scanning their iris, noticing how they walk, noticing the shape of their face, noticing any scars they have. They will be able to identify you simply walking down the street. And that's why they're putting up all the cameras, so they can monitor everybody, not only in America, but everybody in the world. Go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, you know, that's a whole other topic. You know, we haven't really got to talk too much about Big Brother, but that's linked into it, too. And in fact, you think that all these cameras going up are by chance? No. They're going all over the place. And, you know, we think that, well, it's just for the big cities. And granted, a lot of the cities, major cities around the world, they're literally, you know, a surveillance canopy is what's going on. Chicago right now, not New York, we kind of think New York, but Chicago actually is now the most watched city in the United States, and we kind of exposed that. And they literally, through lampposts, cameras, the whole nine yards, you're sitting there on a park bench. They can see everything. They can even see what text you're reading or sending while you're sitting there on your cell phone. I mean, the stuff is just amazing. We exposed that. But it's not just in the major cities, because you think, well, I'll just, you know, hide out in the hills, and they won't. We exposed this, too. Number one. You might just be walking down the street. Maybe it's even in a smaller community. Okay, you think, I'm not in Chicago. I'm not in New York City or L.A. They can't watch me. Well, folks, they're now pushing these things called IntelliStreets. And we actually share the actual demonstration on it. And this IntelliStreet is called that because they make these intelligent, quote, street lights. And these street lights, you talk about shades of George Orwell, 1984, they not just emit light. But these things have cameras inside of them that watch you. The lamp post is emitting light, but at the same time, it's watching you. It looks exactly like a lamp post. You'd never know there's a camera in there. And it also has built-in intercom. So so that as you walk by, it can speak back to you or give a public service announcement. In fact, they gave a demonstration of one that says, you know, caution, caution. Have you seen this person? You know, and it's like, man, that's kind of freaky, because what if you became the terrorist? What if you became the bad guy? You're just walking down the street. Even in a small town, the lamppost is going to turn you in and start ratting on you, literally out loud in public on a loudspeaker built in. Well, this is make-believe. It's current technology.
I'm afraid that it is. Pastor Billy, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and how they can certainly get your information.
Yeah, you can check us out at our main teaching website at getalifemedia.com. That's GetALifeMedia.com. GetALifeMedia.com, or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you can join us for studies live at Sunrise Baptist Church. At our website is sunriselv.com, sunriselv.com, as in Las Vegas. And or you could just search for my name on the internet, well, you can, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N-E, and that'll take you where you need to go.
Okay, man. And basically, we certainly support what Pastor Billy is doing, and we would simply want you to know that we do carry this set of DVDs. There are about 8 or 9 of them. It's called The Final Countdown. Each one has 5 or 6 DVDs in it, or you can get the entire set. And actually, Barbara and I have that. We've watched them all, and you need to watch them too, so you can understand what is really going on in the world today, and help others begin to prepare for the surveillance society that is planned. Pastor Billy, go right ahead.
Well, and just to show you how far-reaching these cameras are going, we actually demonstrate one gentleman. He was out camping with his daughter. Again, you're thinking, well, I won't be in Chicago, I won't be in New York, I won't be in L.A., and I won't even be in a small town where the street light could turn me in. I'm just going to live out in the boonies. Well, we even demonstrated, folks, that one guy, he shared how he was out camping with his daughter and this campsite on the forest, and they're looking for firewood, and he finds this wire, and he starts following this wire along, and next thing you know, it leads to a video surveillance camera out in the middle of nowhere in a forest. And so he's like, he was thinking, was this like drug runners or something like this or whatever? And so he takes the camera, takes it into the authorities, who then later order him to take it back, I think, to the Forest Service, and where he basically was like, you know, getting yelled at. And he was like, well, first of all, what in the world are you doing with a video camera in the middle of nowhere? You know, it's one thing to put this stuff everywhere in the cities, but what are you doing out in the middle of nowhere? Folks, this is the kind of society that we are headed for. Oh, by the way, that's just the cameras. That's not talking about the satellites they have in the sky that is watching everything, even as we speak, folks. And then we even demonstrate how easy it is. You're thinking, well, you know, one guy's not going to be able to monitor, you know, the whole planet with this technology. I mean, because it all has to be tied together somehow. Well, guess what? It already is. And I'll give you an easy homework experiment, and this could easily demonstrate that all this technology, all these cameras, folks, all over the world, they're already tied together. How? The Matrix, the Internet, okay? I'll just do a couple things. Just search. You could search for traffic cam, and you could literally access the live video feed right now of pretty much any traffic cam around the world in any major city or highways, things of that nature, even smaller cities. And so that tells you that they can be accessed on a global basis. And I'm talking in foreign countries. Go to another website. Just there's a bunch of them, but one of them is called one's called EarthCam. And you could literally pick your destination. Where do you want to go? And I did this a while back. And it says, okay, let's go to, I was sitting here in my office in Vegas. And I go, let's go to Moscow. And so I pick Moscow. And I'm watching. And this is not, you know, still pictures that are updated every 60 seconds or 30 seconds. This is live video footage, in color, by the way. And I'm sitting there watching these people walk around in Moscow, Russia, right? I'm watching them in my office in Las Vegas. And then I said, well, let's go over to, you know, it looks kind of cold over there. So I went over and I said, well, let's go to Hawaii. Let's see what we can pick up on Hawaii. So I'm over in Hawaii, and I'm watching these guys literally walk in along the beach, out from the beach in the sidewalk area. And it looks like they're having a good old time. And I sat there, and all of a sudden it went through my head. I wonder if these people in real time have any clue that they're not just being watched, but a pastor is watching them live from his office in Las Vegas. I guarantee you they don't. But what that tells you, folks, is this this technology is already going on a global basis, and it's already tied together. If I can access it, if you can access it with such great ease anywhere around the world via this matrix, you really don't think that these people are doing it? Folks, they are doing it. You know, we've exposed this too. You know, with the, certainly what's going on with the NSA and certain projects that's been around for years, like Project Echelon, where the governments around the world are using this technology to monitor, as we speak, folks, not just with the camera data, but every email, every phone conversation, every fax, every transmission is all being monitored, cataloged. Why do you think they're building that big, giant data center in Utah and things of that nature? And some of the information that's come out with Snowden, folks, I mean, this is not make-believe, and this is not 50 years down the road. It's all here today, already in place. Now, again, this is the technology you need for the mark of the beast. But you talk about specifics. The Bible, you know, calls out the body parts. The Bible didn't just say you're going to go to a biometric system to buy and sell, to make financial transactions. Specifically, the Bible says there's going to be two body parts the Antichrist is going to focus on, and that was the right hand or the forehead, okay? And if you're paying attention, folks, to this technology, we're already getting conditioned to use specifically those two body parts to identify ourselves, to gain access to buildings, to be tracked, and to make financial transactions. And one of the areas that, believe it or not, that they're pushing this is in our school system. Okay, right now, kids, they're putting these places in place that kids have to have their face scan, okay, and through this binocular scanner in order to access the bus, okay, is what's going on there. And if they're going to be able to access the bus, here's the payoff. You know, why would we have a head scanning system for kids to access the bus? Quote, it will beep if they're on the right bus, and, quote, honk if they're on the wrong bus. As one person said, well, apparently this is cheaper and easier than having teachers tell the kids where they go. It's crazy. Oh, but they also sell it to the parents as a great benefit. Worry no more about your child. That's right. Because it syncs it with a mobile app to the cell phone to keep the parents apprised of their kids' every move. Quote, every time a child boards or exits the bus, the parent gets an email or a text with the child's photograph, okay, a Google map where they boarded or exited the bus, as well as the exact time and date, okay? And so now our kids, the generation coming up, are getting used to a reality to where a body part, even specifically your head, has to be scanned in order to access it. They're getting used to that as, quote, a way of life. Well, that's what the Antichrist is going to do, okay? And it's not just for gaining access on a bus or into a building. It's going towards financial transactions, okay? This same system, folks, they're working on putting them in banks, quote, to gain access to ATM machines, quote, in a blink, right? Just use your head, blink your eyeballs, and you can get some cash, you know, in order to buy and sell. They're also pushing it in airports, and, quote, the system will analyze your iris as you pass through security, identifying and welcoming you by name. And one person said, well, hey, if it means shorter lines at customs, we're all for it. That was a lame excuse, is the kids on the bus. Excuse me? Okay. But again, people, even adults, not just kids, are getting used to this. Okay. And you're thinking, well, man, you're still going to have a bunch of lines because, you know, it's going to take forever for people to look into this device and scan their head. No, it's not. These same scanners, folks, can scan as far as 15 feet away, as many as 50 people per minute. Okay. And it even works through if you're wearing contact lenses or glasses, by the way. And then again, it's not only individuals. Now we're starting to see even a further step. Now you're seeing whole cities convert to this kind of biometric head scanning system. One of those cities is a place called Leon, Mexico, and it's over a million plus people. So this is not a small city, folks. And they are the first example of a city that is going to be totally secured through biometric identification system. Okay, and listen to what it's going to allow them to do. It will allow people to use their head to, quote, prove their identity, get help at a hospital, ride the bus like the kids, or, quote, withdraw money from an ATM. In fact, they now have a new system out. You can check this out yourself. I'll spell it for you. It's called Uniquil, okay? And this is the first system that is UNIQUL. And this system is actually a financial transaction system that you can sign up and be a part of, and it will scan your head, and all you got to do is just stare, and whether you're paying for gas or buying clothes in the store, and your head will be scanned through Uniqil system, and we share the actual demonstration video clip on our study, and that's it. You just were able to, quote, buy and sell with your head. So it's not just that this ability is already here. It's not just that the technology is already here. It's already being used by people. Now, again, we know at now it's pretty much, except for the pets, they have to get these chips now. It's pretty much a convenience thing. It's pretty much an individual choice. But, folks, we know at some point this whole system is going to get hijacked. As the text says, it's going to be during the seven-year tribulation, and he's going to force, he's going to make, he's going to order you to do it. And if you don't, you are shut out of the system. Now, the other body part the Bible talks about, of course, is the right hand, okay? And if you're paying attention, we're not only getting used to have our head scanned in order to be identified, make transactions, gain access, but so it is with our hands. In fact, our hands, whether it be fingerprint scanning, whether it be the latest craze is palm scanning or vein scanning is another popular one. But again, what is it? It's your hand. And we're now having to use our hand and can use our hand and set up a system where we have to use our hand to gain access to your computer. There's apps now that they have on the iPhone, I believe, to where you have to use your hand to identify yourself in order to turn the phone on, you know, so it could be secure, nobody can steal it. That's another thing that's going on. And again, just like with the head scanners, you don't have to be that close, okay, even a fingerprint. It's ID Air is the system, and they can actually scan a fingerprint nearly 20 feet away, okay? And so, again, this could be happening from a distance on a massive scale, and, again, that's the selling point. It's going to be convenient. But, again, hand scanners are also being used by businesses. You want to get into work. They're also being used by airports to identify travelers. So head, hand, they got both of them now. Hospitals are really picking up on this, especially with the palm scan. And here's what the quote said. Imagine going to a hospital and having your doctor or nurse retrieve your vital medical records simply by scanning, quote, the palm of your hand. Well, it's happening now at local medical centers. One of them at Salem Community Hospital in Ohio said they're excited to have the, quote, patient secure system. Wow, don't you feel more secure? And that wasn't freaky enough, folks. We got actual video clips. They're installing this hand scanning system in school. Again, it seems like the kids are the experimental ground, but I would say not just the experimental ground. They are being conditioned, that generation, when they become adults, this has just become a new way of life to use this technology. But actual video clips of here in the United States, also abroad, where they are using these hand scanners for kids to buy their lunches. In fact, if you take a look at your hands and put them out in front of you, obviously your left hand, you got your thumb going out this way, you got your right hand, you got it going out that way. These hand scanners that they're using, guess which hand they are having it set up for these kids to scan to pay for their lunches. You look at the thumb, the direction it's going, point towards the left, it's the right hand. So the kids right now, in our schools, even here in America, are being conditioned to surrender their right hand to buy a lunch. And that's exactly what the Antichrist is going to do. You won't be able to buy or sell unless you have this mark, okay, on your right hand or your forehead, okay? And again, you might be thinking, well, hey, I'll tell you what, I'm never going to go along with this. Well, folks, they're already getting us used to, under the guise of a crisis, that this is something we need to do. We just have to do it. In fact, one of the creepy things that they're talk about Big Brother, because of all the, you know, the airport hijacking and missing planes and all that stuff. Well, one of the things that they're talking about making it mandatory, thanks to the Department of Homeland Security, is what's called safety bracelet. Okay, you know, it goes on your hand, right next to your hand. And it's called EMD technology, or electromuscular disruption. And these bracelets will allow a crew member using RFID technology in the bracelet to quickly and effectively, quote, subdue hijackers. And what it is they can push a button, because everybody has to wear one of these bracelets now, right, for safety. And if they feel like somebody's being suspicious, that bracelet through RFID will actually override the person. It sends an electric jolt to the person, and it overrides their central nervous system, renders them completely ineffective, okay? And so they can handcuff them. Folks, this is all starting to be put in place, okay? And it's we're being conditioned to it, and the voluntary aspect is starting to go away. Now we're starting to make it mandatory under the guise of keeping us safe from all these horrible crises and terrorists around the planet.
Ladies and gentlemen, these things are happening with tremendous rapidity. The average individual doesn't understand that we're seeing the fulfillment of biblical prophecy from thousands of years ago.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Pastor Billy was talking about the Google glasses. The Google glasses, if you wear them, while you can have a map there. Certainly, the Google glasses can actually handle your finances for us. The Google glasses can allow you to communicate with others. All the new technology that is there, and it all has to do with control. Ladies and gentlemen, we're moving and moving rapidly towards this one-world totalitarian system. And the average individual, their attention is being focused on what's going on in Ukraine, suddenly being focused on what ISIS is doing over there in Iraq or certainly in Syria. And why now? Why is our attention focused there? Why? Because the media is controlled. And basically, because ISIS was created by the CIA And, of course, it was a great diversion. And as our attention is focused overseas, we lose our freedom here at home. Once you understand that, why so much of what's going on makes sense. And basically, if you have not seen Pastor Billy Crone's Final Countdown series, you need to get them. You can get the individual ones. You can get the whole set up with 50, 55 DVDs in it, or you can get them certainly in sets with five or six each. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get this information and help us get it out across America so at least the Christians will have some idea what's going on. Most people really don't understand what's taking place, and they certainly, if you're not looking at things from a Christian point of view, this is all just totally absurd. But once you are a Christian and you certainly understand that prophecy is not imaginary, it's very real, all of these things begin to make sense. So we do hope, of course, that many of you will go to our website, radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And certainly you can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs. You can read our newsletters. Read a lot of the specialty material we have there, link with many of the other things that we have. But help us get this information out far and wide across America, because basically your life and the lives of your family are at stake. I know I don't know what's going to happen to Christians. I believe God is going to suddenly protect some of the Christians, although some of us may well lose our lives in the terrible times that do lie ahead. But we ask you, if you're in a position to help financially, my ministry, Radio Liberty, does need your help. And you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Why, you can certainly get the health products that we carry. Why would we be carrying health products? Why? Because, of course, we need the funds to maintain what we have. And incidentally, we have a wonderful new iodine product. We've used Iodorol in the past and had nothing but trouble with the people who manufacture it. We have a great new Iodorol. It's made just as the same formula, but it's now available from Radio Liberty. Most people are deficient in iodine. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get a list of the various health products we carry, but also, of course, you'll want to get a supply of magnesium and selenium and the new iodine product that we're carrying. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Why is that important? Why? Because it will take you behind the scenes and introduce you to the people who really rule the world, who control the United States, who control both political parties, and make mockery out of our electoral process. So and we do hope, of course, you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll want to get the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor, but it's well worthwhile reading because it identifies the six major corporations that control 90% of the media outlets in America. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And we ask you then to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry, for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Thank you. is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest for the next hour is going to be Barry Shamish. And for those of you who don't know Barry, he's an Israeli citizen, an Israeli patriot. He certainly went to Israel 30 years ago to fight for his country and to, so he would have, be part of this wonderful new Israeli state, and of course came to the tragic conclusion that Israel is controlled by very evil and very wicked people. And because he was doing a very effective job of exposing the degree of evil that exists in Israel today, there were threats against his life, and Barry was then forced to come to the United States, and where he goes to write his articles on a regular basis. And of course, Barry has lots of connections back in Israel. He's in constant contact with what's going on over there. But at least he has the ability now to look at things going on impartially. And the average Israeli is a loyal individual who loves Israel and doesn't understand the degree of evil that exists at the highest level of the country over there. Netanyahu is certainly a furniture salesman who was picked by Henry Kissinger and Brzezinski and a couple of others to become the premier there of Israel. And Netanyahu, as I said, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations for a time. And basically, I hope that Barry's going to be available to us. I hope that we'll have Barry with us in just a moment to bring us up to date on what's really going on over in Israel. Because, of course, basically, with this tragic situation that has developed as far as Gaza is concerned, with the fact that certainly Hezbollah in the north has 125,000 very sophisticated missiles, Israel could certainly be destroyed literally overnight. The question is not when will this happen, but why it's not happening and why it hasn't happened in the past. And it would almost appear as if Israel is developing a liaison with both Egypt and with Saudi Arabia and perhaps even with Jordan. We're going to have to see how this thing unfolds. But right now, let's go to Barry Shamish. Hi, Barry. How are we doing?
Oh, great.
Okay, you pick up the story.
All right, let me get all cleared up. And here it comes. Oh, I just got the latest this evening. You know, it bothers me. It's not like I'm looking for this. I'm going to add something. I watched PBS tonight, and there was Israel, the royal tour. Netanyahu took a PBS reporter on a tour of Israel. And what a mixture of the truth with really not the truth. The ancient truth is the truth. The modern truth is going to wreck us. All right. Now, I'm going to try and do this in order. Again, it's complicated. Now, number one, what you should know is the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, ordered Israelis off the Golan Heights, all the farmers, whatever, civilians, they have to leave. We have a new front going on, but wait till you see how this front sorts out. All right? Now, number one, and I'll get to this later, why this ceasefire was signed and what was the pressure, and there were missiles coming from Lebanon and Syria and all kinds of stuff.
But now, they do missiles from Lebanon and Syria here in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Okay, see, now this is something we're not getting from the regular media here. You go right ahead, Barry.
Well, it's out there. I hear that music.
That's all right. You go ahead. I'll tell you when we have to.
All right. Number one, the North is becoming the next Gaza. I sure hope it doesn't, but it's looking that way, all right? Now, at this point right now, there is a war in Syria between Assad and the rebels. Now, I'm going to give you some background information, and then I'm going to dive into information that verifies everything I've been saying. Do I have time to start on the background?
Well, in just a moment, I will just hang on. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and very simply talking about how the rebels have seized some of us, and Assad apparently has seized some of the border crossings between the Golan Heights and Syria.
No, not Assad.
Then is it the rebels who've seized it?
Yeah.
Okay, the rebels have seized some of the border crossings.
They just arrived.
And basically the rebels are there. And so as a result, they're pulling all the farmers off the Golan Heights. And the people who are living, the Israelis who live on the Golan Heights, are being pulled off of there for fear that they'll be trapped in unfolding events.
No, they're ordered out. Okay. The army is ordering them.
Okay.
They don't want to go.
Okay, well, right. Okay, well, go ahead now. And then, of course, what is this latest information that you're getting from the intelligence source?
I'm going to quote you, Debka. In this time, the information I've gathered over these months is being very, very supported by Debka, so I'm fearless, okay? Now, all right, let's just go. The rebel offensive to wrest Kenetra. Now, listen closely when I say this, direct quote, would have stood no chance without Israel's aid. They provided medical care, limited supplies of intelligence, whatever that means, arms, food. Israel acted as a member, and again, focus, along with the U.S. and Jordan, of a support system for rebel groups fighting in southern Syria. Their efforts are coordinated through a war room, which the Pentagon established last year near Amman. The U.S., Jordanian, and Israeli officers manning the facility determine in consolidation which rebel factions are provided with reinforcements. And these are the training camps for Syrian rebels in Jordan, which received the arms. Remember, I quoted Aaron Klein that in northern Jordan, in Safawi, that's the name of the town, doesn't matter. The fact is, for the last 2 years, they have been providing the training and the money to bring down al-Assad. And why, I don't know.
Well, basically, I think it's important. It is the CIA, it's American intelligence, that has been providing the money to finance the rebels who are there in Syria trying to bring down Assad. And basically, of course, this is why Israel goes along with it. Israel does what it's told to do. A lot of people will tell you Israel runs the United States, and they're sadly mistaken. The United States tells Netanyahu and the Israelis what to do, and they say, yes, sir. And they have actually been in helping the rebels go right ahead.
Yeah, I hope you're right. All right. It's a mess. But I'm going to go on quoting Debka. All three governments understand perfectly that notwithstanding their precautions, some of their military assistance percolates to al-Qaeda's Syrian arm, Jabhat al-Nusra. Remember, I quoted the New York Times and Haaretz that al-Nusra is the... Well, in short, they took over Kenetra, at least for a day. I'm following this, but let me go on with the Debka quote, which is fighting in the rebel ranks. Neither Washington or Jerusalem or Amman would be comfortable in admitting that they are arming al-Qaeda's Nusra Front in southern Syria. All right, now I didn't say it's simple, but I'm going to carry on because it gets the downright complicated. Not only Nusra, this week's incidents proved that some of the rebel fighters come from the terrorist group Ansar Beit Maqdis, a coalition of al-Qaeda contingents based in the Egyptian Sinai and Gaza Strip. Now here's where it gets super complicated. This al-Maqdis worked in close alignment with Hamas during the 50-day war between Israel and Hamas that supposedly is concluded. Fat chance of that. But nonetheless, the United States is supporting the rebels, trying to bring down again. But what have they got against Assad? Why are they essentially creating ISIS? Why? And it goes on. Allow me to continue. And this is Debka's comment. Debka's military sources say that Washington, Amman, and Jerusalem are expecting the embarrassing fact that's coming up when the first black al-Qaeda flag is raised over a rebel position near or in Al-Qaeda, that, now get ready, they provided the training, the money, they provided the works to make it happen. It couldn't have happened without them. And when this black flag, I guess it's a symbol, is raised, here's the quote from Debka, Israel will face a new dilemma on this sensitive front. And it's going to take some explaining. Yeah, why we've been funding the rebels that created ISIS, that worked with Hamas, and Israel, for some reason, worked with Washington in Jordan to create them.
And I think the important thing is that Israel does what it's told to do. Washington, D.C. said, you know, support the rebels, and that's what they're doing. Go ahead.
Look, this story gets even more complicated. I decided not to dive into it. But the fact is, America put in infantry in Syria to defeat this evil ISIS. that they created. It's so wacky, but Israel just fought a terrible war, and it turns out, well, they were funding their enemy, it looks like. Now, this, I quoted Aaron Klein. He released it about 3 months ago. America trained the forces that became ISIS.
And let me just comment that I know Aaron Klein. I've interviewed him a number of times. He certainly works for WorldNet Daily. He's a responsible reporter. And basically, of course, he documents the fact that 2 years ago, in Jordan, the CIA was training ISIS, this terrible radical Islamic group now that we're fighting, and suddenly we're doing everything we can to, we're bombing them, and we're suddenly being talking about attacking them there in Syria. And yet we created them, and I believe we're still funding them. But it's the old adage.
We are. I'm going to say this. This Debka report came out today. You are still funding them.
You're not going to surprise me in the least bit. The best enemy money could buy. Go ahead, Mary.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I'm on the show next week twice, and by the time we're finished, you'll get the hang of this. It's, you know what? Again, it's beyond logic, but it's happening. You have southern Syria falling to the rebels. The rebels are being funded by Washington, as well as Jerusalem, in Jordan. We'll get to it, I guess. I'll repeat and repeat. We've got a situation where our young men are dying. And as Debka said, Israel's going to have one heck of a problem explaining this. Okay. Now, what just happened in Israel was such a humiliating loss. And look, if you keep Hamas going, they're going to come back. I mean, everyone knows that. Look, they came back in 2012. They came back in 2009. And they're going to come back, I don't know, 6 months from now. It doesn't matter. They're going to come back. They had to be defeated. There was no choice. But Netanyahu signed this ceasefire that leaves them, well, a chance to rearm, as they did previously, and people in Israel know it. Now, remember, I just watched this piece of propaganda where Netanyahu, well, he just seems so friendly and nice and human. He is opposing his country. Now,
but don't you really think, Barry, that he's doing just what he's told by Washington, D.C.?
Well, they all are.
Okay, so I think that this is what's really important to understand. Is, I mean, basically,
well,
rather than trying to defeat Hamas, they made concessions to them, and they're doing exactly what they're told to do. And if they don't, America will cut off aid to Israel. So
no, that's not the issue. America won't cut off aid to Israel. America's got its own leadership that the people don't understand are running the show. And you know what? I'm not going to dive into it, or we'll get thoroughly lost. You've got your own problems with leadership, all right? You're not going to cut off Israeli aid. That's not in the cards. We'll go into the cards. Now, first, we'll get there. First of all, when Netanyahu decided, and this, by the way, the source is Walla. It was sent to me by a few people, actually. Walla News, that Netanyahu unilaterally signed the ceasefire without government approval. And when the music ends, we'll go into this next section.
All right, fine. Well, I guess the question is Barry Shamish, and talking about the tragic situation that exists and the fact that Israel certainly agreed to a temporary peace with Hamas.
No, it's supposed to. Well, okay.
It's not going to be a permanent peace. It's all with Hamas.
Not.
And Barry's point is well made. If you're going to, the only way to deal with Hamas is to defeat them, and they weren't allowed to defeat them. There are powerful forces there. Had Israel compromise its position and lay out the background of the next war with Hamas.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is simply pointing out that the majority of the Israeli people did not approve, certainly, of the peace agreement. They felt that Israel lost it, that certainly Hamas will certainly rearm, and there'll be another stage of the war. Hamas will come back again. But certainly what was really so surprising is that polls of the Israeli people showed that they did not agree with the peace terms, and they felt that this was a loss for Israel. Go right ahead, Barry.
Netanyahu has 32% approval rating. That's it. That's all he's got. You don't win elections when only 30% of the country supports you. 59% said they were deeply dissatisfied with their prime minister. Don't for a second think that this ceasefire was popular. Israelis aren't totally stupid. Well, as I've said many times before, these poor Israelis are being twisted through their nose. They don't know, they don't understand what's happening to their country, to their people, their recent history. They don't know, but they do know that before the ceasefire took place, a mortar from Gaza killed two of their, well, compatriots at Kibbutz Nirim. And, well, I'm going to go into this that last day when Israel was squeezed, but I have to mention one thing before, and we're going to get to this because it's essential. We have to do the background, and I know this is becoming very complicated. It's not my fault. You've got another front on the north now, and a front that apparently the U.S. government has been funding. And that's the Syrian rebels are taking over southern Syria. Just keep that in mind. As best I can do to sort out this mess, keep that in mind. That's only in the last couple of days. Here's John Kerry, your Secretary of State. It's a direct quote. We are willing to work with our partners on a major reconstruction initiative. Now, get this, with appropriate measures in place to ensure that this benefits only the civilian population in Gaza and not Hamas and other terror organizations. What a liar. All right. Now, first of all, the Gaza civilians are apparently behind a continuation of the war nonstop. Buildings going down, people being lost, they somehow are, well, they're in favor of it. When you're talking about only the civilian population in Gaza, not terror organizations, you are the blind or stupid. And he's neither. He has a policy. Now, keep that in mind. He wants to rebuild Gaza. That's your Secretary of State. Oh, gosh, oh, gosh, oh, gosh.
Well, basically, you're talking about Obama wants to rebuild Gaza? Is this
Kerry.
Kerry, okay. Kerry is the Secretary of State and wants to rebuild Gaza. Go ahead.
Look, I'm just going to give you one Israeli view and then go back to sources that are indisputable. Now I'm going to go into my little source. This is the Rabbi of Shiloh. What he said was, well, he's wrong on so many issues. 41 years ago, the Yom Kippur War destroyed Israeli faith in their government. I'm not diving into it. What he said is that this summer's war, which hasn't yet ended, is a subversive and secret war against Israel. Israel is now humiliated and psychologically crushed and reduced to beggary. Now, that to you may sound dramatic. That's exactly right. All right. All right. Let's dive into this. I hope, again, I'm not losing you. The Israelis know they lost. And Israelis, just 4 or 5 days ago, it looked like there was nowhere to run for safety until that last day, 3 days ago, when Israel was somehow convinced to sign a ceasefire. Do I have time to go on? I hear the music.
Well, we've only got about 30 or 40 seconds before we take the next break. But basically, a lot of Israelis are really very, very concerned. I mean, they couldn't work. They were spending a lot of their time certainly in bomb shelters. And certainly, the Israelis wanted to do something to stop the war, but they did not want to sign a humiliating.
They signed a humiliating ceasefire. Israel lost.
Okay.
Again.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish.
While a storm clouds. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Garlic, there's no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart, or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order garlazyme now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. 866-674-3955.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is certainly what you're not hearing through regular channels, is the fact that certainly in the last day or so, why there have been five missiles coming in from Lebanon.
Syria was the last day or two. Lebanon was 3 days ago.
Okay, fine. And then the missiles coming in from Syria as well. And so basically this is changes the whole perception there. And certainly if they're going to start hitting the northern part of Israel with missiles, why, there's going to be tremendous problems because the people can't work, they can't function, they can't farm. And basically, of course, this could be a whole new complexion for the battle because you're not hearing about the new missiles from Lebanon or from Syria. Go right ahead, Barry. Oh, before we go ahead, though, I think maybe you should go ahead and get your website out, tell people how they can get your books, how they can get their listen to your radio program, and how they can get to your PayPal button.
Sure. Thanks. I appreciate this. Look, all my books are at Lulu, www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my last name, Chamish. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's how you spell Chamish. You'll get to my books. In this case, I think it's Bye Bye Gaza. They're all relevant, all right? But I think Bye Bye Gaza in this case is most relevant. I was there when they cleared out Gaza, and that led to this directly. And my website, David Samarin, has put the latest article up, and what can I say? BarryChamish.com. And that's it. I do have a PayPal. And I understand one of your listeners sent me a little donation. Whoever he is or she is, I'll never forget him. This is years and years. The people who barely kept me alive, I never forget a soul. And I reward as best I can. And right now, I've got these DVDs. I went to Target today, and I got more blank DVDs and all kinds of sleeves and stuff. What can I say? You help me. I'll do my best to personally thank you. All right.
How can people get to your radio program?
Well, it's at radio, you know what? LibertyArchives.com. That's it. LibertyArchives.com. You'll hear the show, and that's that. All right. We've got a lot of information we have to go through. Again, it's complicated, but there was a treaty signed by Netanyahu without turning to his cabinet. That was a few days ago. And what happened on the day that he decided to change his mind? Now, number one, the North got hit. All right, that's the first thing. And the threat, well, look, all of the South around Gaza has been emptied. The estimates were 40,000 citizens were gone. These were farming communities. They abandoned their crops. Their fields were pockmarked by mortar, not with corn. Now the North was threatened, but more to the point, on the day of the signing, Hamas had a very sophisticated new missile, apparently a Scud 3. It landed in Ashkelon. That's the closest city to Gaza. Oh, well, two dead, scores wounded, and now Ashkelon was clearing out. But the difference between this and 2006, there's nowhere to run anymore. Look, in 2006, you went south. Now the missiles hit everywhere, and they're being shot from Gaza and from Lebanon and from Syria. And it gets really messy when you find out the Syrians are fighting a war that, well, what can you say? The new enemy of ISIS has been paying for. Now, I know this is complicated. Believe me, when I say this to you, it's complicated for me as well. I'm just trying to make it understandable as best I can. Look, you have to understand, there's nowhere to run in Israel. And by the way, that will never change. Look, if this ceasefire breaks down, and by the way, I predict it will. Big prediction. Like no one else is seeing that it's going to. So Israel will be worn down with more mortars and more missiles. But let's say it holds. Well, Hamas will rearm until the next round, and what they think is going to be the final round. There's no win in this. Now, the look, first of all, I want to add this. No Israeli will ever again be safe. Anyone can lob missiles at them. The old strategy, dating from the 40s, if they get tough on us, we'll nuke them. We've got nukes. What are you going to do? Nuke Gaza? You may as well nuke yourself. That strategy is irrelevant. Maybe, against if Iran or Iraq. Maybe. It doesn't matter. They're not the enemies right now. The enemies are next to Israel. They're Gaza, they're Lebanon, they're Syria. And you cannot nuke Netra, all right? Again, that strategy doesn't hold. The problem is anyone can missile them and get away with it. That's what this war has shown. And as, like I said, I just watched an hour of propaganda with Netanyahu beaming about his country. It doesn't look secure at all. Now, what I'm going to say is one of the reasons why it doesn't look secure. The latest ceasefire had one little clause. One clause that stood out for me, probably not to John Kerry. Oh, undoubtedly he was in some way behind it. Israel agreed to let cement in. Now, look, cement to you, big deal, cement. There were tunnels. These tunnels were very sophisticated tunnels. We'll go into that as well. It's not like Israel couldn't detect them, but we'll get to that at the end.
The issue is, so the Israelis did not want the Hamas to have cement because it would allow them to rebuild tunnels. And they were, of course, they needed the cement to build buildings. And how are we going to know whether they're building buildings or building tunnels?
Oh, that's easy. If you're really, really monitoring this,
I realize that. But certainly we're just asking a rhetorical question. Go right ahead, Barry.
Look, I'm going to give a revelation that came out from a guilt-ridden former Middle East advisor to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton beginning in the year 2009. That's Dennis Ross. He told the Washington Post that he was given the task, well, the quote, he was assigned the task of pressuring Israel, well, in short, to allow construction materials, including cement, into Gaza. Now, here's what Ross said. So that schools and basic infrastructure could be built, they countered that Hamas would misuse it, and they were right. Surprise, surprise. Now, why he mentioned this, maybe because he's, you know, a Jew with a conscience. I don't have motives for this. But he said that Hillary Clinton sent him on an assignment to make sure that Hamas had the cement to build the terror tunnels. Look, I'm just going to quote once again. In short, what Ross said, his mission was to put cement into Hamas hands. And very, very shortly afterwards, the first tunnel kidnapped Gilad Shalit, and there was a war, and the Israelis lost 13, and they pulled out, and they returned 1,100 terrorists, many murderers, to get Shalit back. In short, if that was the objective of the tunnels, well, didn't take long for them to work. But again, Clinton knew what she was doing. And theirs would become very, very problematic. Now, how do we know this? Because in the year 2009, there was a conference in Sharm el-Sheikh that was the southern port city of the Sinai, and it was a beautiful historic, well, we had it, frankly. There was a conference, and she pledged $900 million. Remember, that's almost $1 billion she pledged to Fatah, in other words, Abbas, but more to the point, under the condition, you don't get a penny unless you transfer $300 million of this money to Hamas. This also came out, and in essence, that's what happened. America views Hamas as terrorists, and we can't give them money. It's against our Congress, in short. But the Secretary of State decided Hamas was going to be funded, and they used the Palestinian Authority to give them $300 million. In that same year, 2009, that Dennis Ross was pressuring Israel. Who knows what the threats were, but they worked to let Hamas get the cement needed to build the tunnels. And we're going to get to that by the end of the show. because that's, again, it's not a big deal to, you can detect tunnels, all right? Leave it be at that right now. But let me go on for the last. Look, you're making point to point to point until they coalesce into an argument. Hillary Clinton set up American ties with Hamas. I don't know who set up American ties with the Syrian rebels that turned into ISIS. You work that out for yourself. I've been verified, or at least me quoting Aaron Klein was verified today by DEPCA. That's all. It's been verified. The U.S. and Israel are supporting Syrian rebels, which formed ISIS, and you work through the muck and try and find logic in this. There is logic if you don't believe in any decency and you have a very different agenda. It's very logical. Otherwise, it isn't.
And if you want her at war, why, you certainly you fund your enemy. Go right ahead.
See, that's part of it. But if you want a war the way you want it to end, look, in the last 2 years in Syria and Iraq, just two countries. I read the latest report, 191,000 have died in Syria. And that also came from today. Between Iraq and Syria, it's about 250,000 people have died in the last 2 years. It's a serious, serious war. But the United States, and by the way, Obama said on TV today, I watched him, we have no strategy about ISIS. We don't have any strategy. Again, if he's admitting that, he's the world's weakest and dumbest president. I assume they do have a strategy, all right? All right, I'm going to take that kind of cynical attitude that, yeah, they have a strategy. He doesn't want anyone to know about it. In a normal society, I suppose that could lead to impeachment or something like that, but he denied. We're just bombing the hell out of them because we like to. That's what it came down to. Listen, this whole situation defies ethical logic. All right? It defies it. Something very, very different is taking place. And it's not ethical, it's not moral, and it's not logical. Unless you think evil. And once you want chaos, it makes sense.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Look, the U.S. leading up to this war had been holding backroom talks with Hamas. Now, this came from BuzzFeed, major internet news site. They got a leak. All of this is coming from leaks, American and Israeli. The leak said that our administration needed to hear from them that the unity government would move towards democratic elections and towards a more peaceful resolution with the entire region. That's what the leak told them. And you know what? I believe he believes that. I don't know how, but I believe he believes that, and he got disappointed. But when he leaked this, look at the denials. These assertions are completely untrue. That came from the State Department spokesman, Marie Harf. And she goes, oh, there's no such back channel. Our position on Hamas has not changed. Remember, Kerry issued, well, he said, we're going to rebuild Gaza, and Hamas is not going to see our money. Lies, lies, lies. Illogical, logical, it's a different world. And by the way, the logic applies to the U.S. ambassador to, well, Tel Aviv. And they don't have an embassy in Jerusalem. Daniel Shapiro, he also rebuffed it. He told Israel Defense Forces Radio that reports of secret false talks are false. We do not have ties to Hamas. We do not work with them. We give no assistance to them, which when you have denials at such a high level, you can be sure BuzzFeed got it right. Leading up to the war, the United States was negotiating with Hamas, and I'm sure it wasn't for benevolent reasons.
I think you're absolutely right, Barry. Go right ahead.
I hear that music, and I always say that, but I always have points that take longer than the music.
Well, go ahead.
We'll continue afterwards about the tunnels.
All right. Go ahead.
Look, another snitch. It's only these snitches that give us a modicum of truth.
Hold that thought, and we'll talk a little bit about the tunnels and the truth about what's really going on over there. You're never going to get through regular channels.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Certainly, Dr. Stan, and Barry makes the point that a lieutenant colonel in the Israeli military has said that they were building and tried to tell people they were building the tunnels. But basically, I'm sure they knew that they were building tunnels. They let this take place because nothing as it appears to be. There are very, very powerful forces there in Israel that are working against the best interests of the Israeli people. Well, this is certainly the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we depend upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out listen to me 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to educate people about the spiritual component of what's going on today, because there really are truly demonic forces. There really are secret societies. There really is certainly an organized effort to bring about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and to destroy Christianity. In fact, that's one of the major functions of the current people who run Washington, D.C., which is why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality out of our schools. And then we wonder why, of course, we have a society that's breaking down morally, and why certainly, oh, well, certainly 42% of all live births in America and whites are certainly out of wedlock, and the black community, 72% of all the births are born out of wedlock. And this is the end result of what happens when you destroy the moral foundation of a nation. Well, there are going to be serious consequences to play, because I believe with all my heart that God is going to bring his judgment on America, and how it's going to come about, I can't tell you. But I really am firmly convinced it's not a matter of if, but when this is going to occur. And of course, it's going to have a devastating effect on this country. And I think most people, many people are going to lose their lives. If you actually go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and read the section on the Georgia Guidestones, you'll find out there are people there who wanted to destroy and kill off the vast majority of the people in the world. This is not imaginary. Go up on the internet and type in population control agenda. Population control agenda, put in my name if you want to, or you can go to my website and read the population control agenda. Understand that there really are people out there who do have a specific intention, and that is, of course, to destroy humanity as we know it. And basically, then, of course, we hope that many of you out there, will, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, that you will help us financially, because it's an expensive proposition to maintain a network of stations. And certainly you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, donate regularly. You can buy the CDs and the other items, the books and the DVDs that we offer. We have a series of health products. I want to point out, we do have a new iodine product. We've been carrying Iodorol, and we've had nothing but trouble. And so basically, if you'd like to get this other product, it's exactly the same formula. And you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. The health products we carry are top-notch, and most people are deficient in magnesium, most people are deficient in selenium, and most people are deficient in iodine. And so they'll give us a call, and you can get the list of the products we carry. And you need these supplemental products to maintain your health. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we hope that you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our DVDs, or you can certainly read our newsletters, or you can listen to our radio programs, and, of course, you can listen to them live 4 hours a day, archived 24 hours a day. But we hope that you'll tell others about Radio Liberty. Encourage them to listen, because, of course, you can do the greatest thing in the world if you can help to bring people into a personal relationship with our Lord, because this is truly a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. So we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and ministers, but please, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection.